Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Becoming Love with Nicola Van Dyke, heard here on Alternate Wednesdays. Nicola is a certified life coach and theta healer, passionate about showing people how to love each other, themselves, their life, and this beautiful universe we exist within. Nicola specializes in guiding people on a journey of self-acceptance, self-wisdom, and becoming love. Please welcome Nicola back to News for the Soul.
Hello, beautiful souls. How are you? Apologies for starting later this evening. We had a few technical problems. We're not sure at whose end it was. So if I'm still sounding a little bit strange or a bit echoey, I apologize for that. But I hope you guys are okay. It feels like absolutely ages since I spoke to you live. I've had a pretty busy time. It's a beautiful but windy evening here in Edinburgh tonight, and I'm very excited to be talking to you live today. So I'm in Edinburgh in Scotland in the UK right now, and wherever you are in the world, whether it's your morning or your evening, or it's midday or midnight, thank you for listening in, and I am really happy that you're here today keeping me company. So, you know, today we're going to talk about living in self-love. Those of you that know me well will know I am all about love. Self-love, love for others, love for the universe. And today I thought I'd focus and hone in on probably the most important one of those trilogies of love, self-love. So, you know, what does it actually mean? Why should we learn to love ourselves? Why is it so important? And how it's crucial for us to start living in self-love so that our whole lives can feel more happier and fulfilled, and we can move forward every day with ease when we feel more self-love for ourselves. I'm going to be guiding you through a beautiful meditation that I channeled recently, which will assist you in feeling more self-love and clearing any feelings that are blocking you from feeling self-love. And I'm choosing this theme tonight because I am super excited about my new online course, which is called The Art of Self-Love. It's open now. You can register for it right now. It is a jam-packed course full of information, self-help exercises, webinars, meditations, strategies, videos that you can learn from. And during the course, you get to fill in your own Becoming Love self-love journal, which is like the blueprint of your journey to complete self-love. And so I figured it would be a really good idea to talk to you about the whole concept of self-love today, because at the end of the show, I can tell you how you can sign on to this online course. And as my special listeners right here on News for the Soul, you get a super duper 20% discount off the cost of the course, which is actually worth quite a lot. And I'm only offering that because you are listeners for my show. So let's get going. For those of you who are new, who am I? What do I believe in? What am I all about? So my name is Nicola Van Dyke, and I'm an intuitive life mentor. I'm a theta healer. I'm an international speaker. I'm an author. And I specialize in the theta healing technique, which is an energy healing. I'm from the UK, and this show, every week when I speak, is always about my journey to becoming love, because I want to support you on making positive changes in your life by embracing love, self-love, love for others, and love for this amazing universe within which we exist. So it's going to be a great show because we're focusing in on self-love. So let's talk about self-love in the way that I see it. Oh, before we do, I wanted to let you guys know, you'd be the first to know, that I'm moving home. And I recognize that most of you listening in are in the States or in Canada. So when I tell you that I'm moving 500 miles, that doesn't seem like a very long way to you. But for me, that's from where I live in Scotland all the way down to the south coast of England. So it's about 500 miles south that I'm moving. I'm moving in a week or so. So next time I speak to you, I will be calling from the beautiful rural countryside of Somerset in the south of England. So The show will be exactly the same. I will be exactly the same. But instead of living in the historic, bustling city of Edinburgh up in Scotland, I will be talking to you from beautiful, rolling green countryside in the south of England in Somerset. So that's just a little piece of information you guys are the first to know. So let's crack on and talk about self-love. Because I truly believe that when you learn to love yourself, you will be turning the key to your own happiness. And if you're finding it difficult to find love for yourself, you are not alone. Many, many, many people want to understand what self-love is and how to feel this empowering emotion in their everyday life. So tonight here on the show, I'm going to summarize the most important points that you need to consider so that you can move forward in self-love. And I'm going to share with you how you can learn to live your life in self-love easily and quickly, knowing that you can feel more and more love for yourself every day. You know, I consider myself an expert in love. I work with thousands of clients every year. I teach workshops and I teach courses. And primarily what I do when I work with people from wherever they are in the world is I show them how to feel love for themselves. So I'm going to show you and prepare you so that you're ready to take this beautiful journey of self-love. I'm going to show you what self-love is, what it feels like, why it's important for you to have it, and what I consider to be the seven main aspects to understanding how to feel complete self-love. So by the end of the show tonight, you're going to be excited to step forward, knowing how to be completely supported and inspired along the way on your journey to self-love. So are you ready? So let me start with something pretty crucial. Why do I believe that self-love is so important? And I wanted to start you off by giving you a quote from the Dalai Lama. Now, this is not a secret quote that only I know. It's readily available. And I truly believe that this is very important information. This is what he said. This is what I think is true. He said, love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. And without them, humanity cannot survive. I'm going to read that for you again so you can really listen. Love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. That's a really powerful opinion. And I'm going to jump on board and say I think that too. Because when I work with people, when I interact with people every day, for me, without love, there is no true interaction. And without interaction, we humans that are a network cannot connect with each other. And if we cannot connect with each other, we really haven't got much of a chance for having happy lives. And if you cannot find self-love for yourself, you're not going to be able to find it easy to show love for others, and you're definitely not going to allow them to show love for you. So we really need to start thinking about self-love as a necessity and not a luxury. And this profound quote from the Dalai Lama, it's not just about treating those that you meet with reverence and compassion, but it's really relevant to the way you treat yourself. You need to have compassion and love for yourself too. How can you allow someone else to see you and love the real you if you don't love you? And how can you confidently share your love with others if you don't trust and love yourself first? I believe, guys, that self-love is crucial to your happiness and your ability to love others, to love our beautiful planet, and to be loved in return. So I just want you to take a moment to think, how happy are you right now? Right now, this minute, listening to me talking to you. For me, it's evening time. For you, it could be morning time. But wherever you are and whatever time it is, how happy are you right now? Have a think. Do you resonate with any of these emotions? Do you ever think, I feel selfish if I don't do what other people want me to do? Do you ever feel that you are never important or special? Do you never feel good enough? Do you often wonder what it could have been like for you if you'd acted differently in a different situation some time ago? Do you sometimes think that you don't deserve nice things to happen for you? Do you sometimes sit there on your couch and think time's just going by but nothing changes for me? Do you sometimes think you don't actually like yourself or you don't even know who you really are? And how often do you think that you don't have time to do the things you really want to do? If you do ever have any of these thoughts, then you probably struggle with self-acceptance. And if you don't accept yourself, how can you expect anyone else to? Because you will consciously or unconsciously push everyone away who's trying to support or love you or get close to you. You cannot see that you're lovable unless you love yourself. And I want you to know what it feels like and how to love yourself. Because self-love is probably the strongest virtue there is. And it is a virtue. I know that particularly in modern times, we tend to use the colloquialism of, oh, he or she loves herself, as it's a bad thing. We sometimes try to make it equal to being arrogant or boastful or having a massive ego. But actually, self-love is none of those things. From the highest perspective, from this beautiful loving energy that's all around us, I know when I channel what self-love really is, that it is the strongest emotion that you can feel for yourself. It is humble and yet proud. It is beautiful, kind, compassionate. It comes with a balanced ego where you know everything about yourself, good and bad, but you love yourself anyway. It demands that you accept yourself. It demands that you see yourself as you truly are without hiding from yourself. It allows you to grow and improve yourself. But it loves you as you are now, as you were, and as you will be. And when you learn to love yourself and live in self-love, you will be and feel a stronger person. Simply put, love is the strongest emotion on the planet. And I really believe that more changes have been made on a personal and a global scale through love than hate. And when the chips are down, we humans turn to love to recover, to become healthy and to move forward. And love is the strongest of all the virtues, and it's going to bring you a new sense of self-recognition and self-acceptance. And I want to give you some more reasons to love yourself. If this isn't enough to convince you to learn self-love, how about these three really good reasons to learn to love yourself? Firstly, to create what you want to have in your life easily, you need self-love. You have to feel worthy and deserving to go out there and make your life be the way you want it to be. Let's take this situation as an example. If you don't think you're good enough for a job, then you're not going to come across well in the interview. You won't get the job, and then you will prove, in air quotes, that you weren't good enough. Next time another opportunity comes along, you'll feel even less confident, and eventually you'll just give up trying for the jobs you really want and set your bar a lot lower. And all of this behavior, this pattern of behavior does, is leave you feeling more and more worthless. The more you can feel self-love, the less you follow self-sabotaging behavior in all aspects of your life. So finding self-love will stop you self-sabotaging in this way. Number two, the more you learn to love yourself, the less you will resent yourself. And the more you clear these resentments that you hold towards yourself, the lighter you will feel. Now, actually, that can be physically too, because some health experts have proved that the toxins in our cells can cause us to retain physical weight. And negative emotions like resentment are toxic. So by journeying towards self-love, you will naturally and effortlessly begin to release these negative emotions that you've been holding on to. You'll definitely feel lighter and more relaxed. And as you release toxins, both physical and energetically, by releasing the negative emotions, Your cells can release fat that's been trapped by the toxins, and you might just drop a few kilos too. And number three, you have to learn to love yourself so you can move forward. Because if you're full of self-criticism, fear, anger, hatred towards yourself, you are at best stuck, and at worst, you're moving backwards. So the more you love yourself, you'll move forwards. So I want you to learn to love yourself. So I vote for moving forwards every time. Love so that you can move forward, feel lighter, and create the life you want, and have respect for yourself. So those are all really good reasons to start feeling and learning about self-love. But why is it so important right now? Because I'm not the only person talking about self-love. Lots and lots of us coaches and therapists and healers out there have been talking about it for a very long time. But recently, last 2 years, it's become a real big thing. So why should we master self-love right now? You know, I really do think that now more than ever, it's important for you and all of us to master self-love. The world is changing so fast, and we're having to adapt to ever-changing technology, political climates, the environmental issues, this huge health issue that's across the world at the moment. And right now, everything feels up in the air and topsy-turvy. So if you can learn to love yourself completely in the real sense of the word, then you're going to start feeling calmer, more self-assured, more confident in your own self without having to compare yourself to others or prove yourself to others or to compete negatively. There is a win-win way of living harmoniously inside of yourself and with others. And it's called love, guys. Love is literally all you need. So let's talk about how to be yourself and love yourself. Because, you know, we all know we have faults. Every single one of us out there, including me and all of you guys, can quite easily look at ourselves in the mirror and pick faults with ourselves. Or we can realize how we spoke or behaved today and realize, maybe that wasn't so great. Or we can look back at something that happened in the past and really wish we hadn't done that. None of us are perfect. But if you allow yourself to be yourself, who you truly are, without fear of self-judgment, you'll find it easier to love yourself. You can't be anyone else. You can only be you. And it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing or how they're doing it. You can only be you and do it your way. So think about what you're good at. What are you an expert in? What is comfortable for you? What do you like doing? And allow yourself to be true to you. It's so much easier than trying to be like someone else. And the more you are your own authentic self, the more you will love yourself, because you're being honest with yourself and you can feel that quiet sense of self-esteem. Okay, so let's talk about how you can start to learn your love yourself in this way. Because of course, there's heaps and heaps of things you can do, but I want to get you started on your journey. So how do you love yourself without becoming selfish or arrogant? Because out there in the social consciousness, a lot of people equate self-love with being selfish or arrogant. So how do you just let go and love yourself without fearing that you'll become selfish or arrogant, or that people will think you're selfish or arrogant? How do you know where to start? Well, I have 7 top tips to assist you in learning and maintaining an unconditional, honest, humble yet proud, inspiring, motivating, and forgiving love for yourself. And the more that you love yourself in this true sense, the more you will be able to love others completely, allow them to love you, and feel a sense of belonging in the world. Self-love is a feeling of warmth and self-recognition that comes from within. It's a highly personal emotion that you feel about yourself, regardless of what others feel about you. It means you know you are special, unique, and equally as important as everybody else. It's a peaceful feeling of knowing you are valuable and that what you think matters. It is proud and humble. calming and energizing and completely self-empowering. It is never egotistical or boastful. It is humble and yet proud. And when you feel self-love, you will feel these changes in your life. Firstly, you'll be able to balance your needs, wishes, and desires with those of others so that you feel energized on a daily basis. You'll be able to say no without guilt and support others without feeling resentment. And this new pattern of behavior in your life will bring you more time and energy for yourself and more joy when you're spending time with others. You will feel more self-love because you are treating yourself as you deserve to be treated. Number two, when you feel self-love, you will just know that you are okay. You'll feel more self-confident. You will know yourself better. And relationships into your life that you enjoy so that your life is filled with more happiness. And you'll feel more self-love because, quite frankly, you'll like yourself a whole lot more. When you feel self-love, you will be free from those feelings of what if I'd done that or I really should have done that, because you will have learned how to move forward without being stuck in the past energy of regrets, and you'll feel new positive feelings. You'll be able to live a life with more focus on you so that you don't pick up any more regrets either. How are you doing so far, guys? Are you liking the sound of all of this? Okay, let's carry on then. When you love yourself, you will know how to turn your virtues inwards towards yourself. So all of those beautiful feelings that you easily find for other people, like forgiveness, kindness, compassion, you'll be able to turn those feelings towards yourself. You'll understand the importance and you will practice self-forgiveness, self-care, self-nurture. You'll be patient with yourself, you'll be kind to yourself, and most importantly, you'll treat yourself as your own best friend. And you'll be able to do this because you will feel more self-worth and your sense of self-love will be even more enhanced. And when you know and feel your own value, without feeling egotistical, but having the wisdom of self-worth, then your own feelings of self-love will grow even stronger. The next important difference you'll notice when you live in self-love is that you'll start feeling that you are more purposeful. You'll feel more energized and happier in your life. And you'll kind of know that feeling of, this is what I'm doing here on this planet. This is what I'm here for. And that doesn't have to be a massive, huge thing. We don't all have to rush over and work with orphans in Rwanda. Maybe your purpose here is to explore love in a loving, intimate relationship with a partner of your choice. Maybe your purpose here is just to spread joy to people by smiling at them. We're not all here to do massively important things. My youngest daughter delighted me when she was about 3, and she ran in one day and I said, what are you doing here? And she said, do you mean what am I doing here in the kitchen or what am I doing here? And I thought, wow, okay, what are you doing here? And she said, oh, I'm just come here to have fun this time. And I just thought, how amazing. Because I'm pretty sure when I was a child, I was quite anxious about things. Certainly as a teenager, I was really anxious about the state of the planet. And there's my 3-year-old coming in saying that she was born this time to have fun and learn about fun, which I just thought was awesome. So when you live in self-love, more and more you'll feel your own sense of purpose. You will also feel more in balance physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You'll feel relaxed, self-supportive, energized, and yet rested. And when you're living a kind of balanced life that's right for you, your self-love just goes even stronger. And most importantly, when you are living in self-love, you will understand self-acceptance, and you'll be happier and more in tune with your whole self and feel pretty awesome. And you know what, guys? This is possible because some people are born with a healthy dose of self-love and others wait their whole life trying to feel that comfortable in their own skin. But you don't have to wait. This is not about anyone else. It's just about you. You can learn to love yourself, live a life in self-love, and learn how to maintain and grow that feeling. And I'm going to show you how to. Now, I channeled a beautiful self-love meditation a few weeks ago, so I'm going to ask Nicole if she can put that on for us now. So I want you to listen to this meditation and just allow the feelings of self-love to flow in. So if it's possible for you, find somewhere that you can sit or lie down and make yourself comfortable. And if it's not possible for you, remember you can go onto the archive shows anytime and listen to this meditation or any of the others that we have. So right now, if you can find somewhere to sit or lie down, close your eyes, and in a minute you'll hear some lovely music playing, and all you're going to do is listen to the sound of my voice and listen to the music and just allow yourself to be taken on a beautiful journey of self-love. So while we just wait for that to be uploaded onto the system, I'll just remind you that I love you and I want you to love yourself. So close your eyes if you haven't already, relax your shoulders, and start to become conscious of your breathing. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And every time you breathe out, imagine relaxing a little further. I want you to imagine that energy coming up from the bottom of the earth travels up through all the layers of the earth and in through the soles of your feet, travels up your legs and all the way up your body to the top of your head. Imagine that energy mingling with your energy inside of your body and then coming out of the top of your head and forming a beautiful ball of light. Take time to notice what color that ball of light is, and then imagine slipping into that ball of light and know that you're perfectly comfortable and perfectly safe. And now I want you to imagine that that beautiful ball of light, with just a little bit of you inside of it, travels up above your head, up to the ceiling, out through the roof of the building, and up into the sky. Imagine it climbing higher and higher, and all the time you can see out of this ball of light, and you know that you are perfectly safe. It's warm and comfortable. Imagine that ball of light climbing higher and higher through the sky, going through a layer of cloud and out into the universe, past the stars, through layers of different colored lights, brighter lights, darker lights, lighter lights, just higher and higher through different colored layers of lights. Imagine it going up through a large layer of golden light, higher and higher. And as you travel up, you might look outside of your ball and see this golden light all around you, and know that you're completely safe. And I want you to imagine that this ball of light, with a little bit of you inside, is going even higher, up through the golden light and passing into a thicker, jello-like substance that has all the colors of the rainbow in it. Higher and higher still. And now I want you to imagine that if you look above your head now, you'll see a beautiful white light. And I want you to imagine that in that white light is a doorway. And the ball of light with you inside is going to go right up to that doorway and then through the doorway into that beautiful white light. And you're still going to imagine climbing higher still. Higher and higher and deeper into this beautiful white
effervescent light. Imagine yourself going higher and higher, deeper and deeper into this beautiful white light, and there is nobody else there, it's just you. And now I want you to imagine that the ball of light that you traveled up in just dissipates, and it's just you standing in this beautiful white tingling light. This is the energy of unconditional love. This is the energy of creation, where everything is possible and you know you are completely loved. And I want you to imagine this beautiful tingly white light passing through your body, so you can walk through it, and yet it's all around you, and yet it is passing through you, because there is no separation between you and unconditional love. You are love. Imagine this beautiful tingling white light filling every cell of your body, filling every cell in your body with unconditional love. Imagine you standing in the light and it passing through you, filling every cell of your body with complete unconditional love. Now I want you to imagine that you walk even deeper and deeper into this beautiful white tingly light. And imagine as you walk deeper and deeper into it, that any feelings that are no longer serving you just leave your body. Any feelings of sadness, helplessness, overwhelm, anxiety, sorrow, and grief, that they just leave your body and go into the energy of unconditional love to be transformed into love and light. Just allow them to leave your body. Any feelings of self-resentment, self-criticism, fear, overwhelm, anxiety, just imagine them leaving your body now, going out into this energy of unconditional love and being transformed into love and light. And as you walk deeper and deeper into this beautiful light, imagine the beautiful unconditional loving energy coming into your body to fill up the space that those negative emotions have gone, so that every part of you is full of unconditional love. Would you like to know what it feels like to love yourself completely? To know and feel that you are okay? To feel complete self-acceptance? To know that you are worthy and deserving of creating the life that you want? In your mind, just say yes to receive these beautiful feelings. Now I want you to imagine walking deeper and deeper into this beautiful tingling white light. And if you want to, just place your hand over your heart and gently press on it or tap on it. And as you do so, allow any more feelings of negativity that are no longer serving you just to be released into this beautiful loving energy. Any feelings of sadness or sorrow or grief, just let them go now. You don't need those. And let that space in your heart be filled with love. Like to know what it feels like to be grateful for your life, to know that you have the ability to change your life. It's easy, and you can be completely guided and supported through love as you do that. It's your divine right to love yourself, and you are worthy and deserving of doing so. Would you like to feel how unique and special, how valuable and important you are right now, and to know it? I want you to imagine that you're walking deeper and deeper into this tingly white light now, so that any leftover negative feelings that are no longer serving you are leaving your body now, and just being replaced with unconditional love. You are special. You are important. You are valuable. Would you like to know how to live without fear now? Without anxiety? How to live without self-pity or self-doubt? And how to live knowing who you truly are. Because you're awesome. I want you to imagine now that you stand in this beautiful, unconditional, loving energy and feel it passing through you, filling every cell in your body with complete unconditional love. And as you do that, I want you to take a few deep breaths in and breathe in that unconditional love. I want you to feel how empowering love is. Take a deep breath in now, and in your mind, tell yourself, I love you. And again, in your mind, tell yourself, I love you. I love you. Put your hand over your heart. One more time, in your mind, tell yourself, I love you. You are special. You are valuable. You are important. Take a deep breath in and open your eyes. Okay, guys, I hope you really enjoyed that. I just wanted to give you a sense of what feeling self-love is and how you can feel more self-love. And if you want to learn more about what I'm talking about, if you want to learn how to live in self-love, you can sign up for my new online course. There is a link to it on my page, on the News for the Soul page.
I've loved talking with you today, and I would really love to work with you on a one-to-one basis by coming onto my course so I can really get to know you better. There is a special discount for you guys. If you sign up for the course and use the code SOULFREE or News for the Soul, you will get a huge discount. So I really hope that you find some time that you can do that. It's full of inspirational activities. It will take you about 6 to 9 months to work through. And it normally retails at $500, but you can register now for only $300. And if you send me an email to nicolavandyke@live.com, I will tell you how to do that. Okay, my lovelies, it's been amazing talking to you. I'm sorry we had a late start, and I'm going to gabble really fast so that I can say my goodbyes properly. So wherever you are in the world right now, whether it is morning or evening, whether it's sunny where you are or snowy or windy, thank you for listening. Please know that you are loved. And I will see you next time on Becoming Love with me, Nicola Van Dyke, right here on News for the Soul Radio. Take care and have a great day.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
From the heart of Vancouver, what a great place to bring News for the Soul.
I know, isn't it perfect? I remember that movie Dead Zone, Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that for real.
I think reasonably accurate, too, honey.
Oh, that's an understatement, honey.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our hearts and open up our souls and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Well, Danny just mentioned the heart attack. That is how he died, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
He had two heart attacks, right up one right after the other.
Yeah, that's what I
said.
Wow. No, I had him. I have him.
You know, the whole thing about the spirituality and the wealth or sustainability not going together, I just think is the biggest load of crap, you know? I mean, what have you got?
Like it is, girl.
Well, really, what have you got to give anyone if you've got nothing?
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Candace is going bye-bye.
Yes, I had this really bizarre experience where I got sucked through a wall, like a solid wall.
During the time that I was knocked unconscious, an angel came to me.
People's solidity began to morph with the geometries, so you'd see little bits of their, like their hand began to go missing.
And this particular angel, as I recount in the book, said to me that I had chosen the wrong path in life, that I was to choose a new path, and it was to be a path of peace. I was to teach peace.
Lots of amazing things coming up for this hour. News for the Soul. Seafront back in 1 minute.
I'd have to believe that the times that we're in are very important to us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Because if we're not really, really careful in paying and complimenting News for the Soul, we're about to find ourselves wrapped up in something that will literally encompass the world.
Yeah.
And not from the viewpoint that we're looking at it from.
So tonight, it is an empowerment, a place to become aware, a place to change,
a place to not become fear-based, but become loving.
We need to do that. I don't care if it's prayer, I don't care if it's conversation, I don't care what it is, but the one thing that people need to do is hold themselves accountable for their reactions and for the manner in which they interpret the nature of the crisis that is now at work on this planet.
The experiments that were done between 1995, 1998, and what they're telling us, Nicole, first of all, is they are confirming beyond any shadow of a doubt that we communicate with our world through a previously unrecognized form of energy. I'm not going to say it's new. It appears to have been there for a long time, but it's never been recognized. This form of energy works beyond the bounds of space and time. Information moves through this field of energy faster than the principles of light say that it should. This is one of the mysteries. So,
breathe. Let's let this night and what news for the soul is about, like we always say, it's news for the soul. It's not for the conscious as much as it is for the true spiritual side of us that drives the nature of our lives, that makes us seek understanding and yearn to be closer and closer to what is true reality.
This is a telephone call where I'm speaking with the mother of a 23-month-year-old child. At the beginning of the clip, you hear the mother talking, you hear me laugh, then you hear the baby go goo-goo gaga. Let's listen together. Entirely indecipherable baby babble. But backwards, the secret message, I can hear this child say, I spank him.
Okay, little hairs on my neck going up.
Now, they're starting to study the space between the molecules. Danny called it the exotic exonionosphere. And what they found is the space between the molecules vibrate to the exact same frequency as love. So in my book, another word for love is God. So when they say love is the glue that binds the universe together and love is all there is, science is actually starting to prove that.
What I really want to celebrate today is you, Nicole. I want to celebrate you because this is the first birthday of my celebration with you and this radio station. Okay. I've had a year with you and it's went like a flash.
It did. Wow. That's amazing. And on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Isn't that fabulous?
Oh,
so beautiful. I know you do very many things, but I think this radio that you have created must be just about the most important piece of your life's work.
Mm-hmm.
Because absolutely. You've created an amazing venue for bringing God and spirit to the attention of as wide an audience as possible through all those wonderful speakers that you have and the guests that come to share all their wisdom so that we can benefit from it. Because to me, spiritual growth is the most important part of our life, the only thing that's really worth striving for. So, Nicole, I thank you for your courage, for your trust and kindness in offering me this possibility to join you here. When I've never done anything like that before. Truly, you have taken... it must have been hard for you to get somebody who's never done any radio shows and somebody who you really didn't know anything about.
Well, I trust spirit, and look at you. You've been like a pro from day one. You know, it's not about having experience. It's about bringing your important, authentic, unique piece to the big mosaic, and you do it so beautifully.
Oh, thank you. But you, without you, I wouldn't have any place to do it, you see? So, really, yeah. Thank you so, so much. I love and appreciate you, and thank you so much.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm going to light one big candle on this first birthday of our collaboration. I didn't think of bringing one here to light, but as soon as we're done, I will go and get one and light it.
I love that. And I love you so much. I'm just so glad that you're a part of News for the Soul. And thank goodness I found you, or Spirit found you, or whoever, whatever the upstairs team wants to be called today. But I'm very grateful for the gratitude and looking forward to speaking with you again next time.
Yes, yeah, in 2 weeks.
It'll yes, Nicole, Christmas. We're celebrating today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. The time has flown. Would you like to tell them what we're celebrating?
Yes. Nicole connected with me, found me 3 years ago, and asked me to join her network, News for the Soul. And I said yes, after my son gave his okay at that time. It was 8-year-old he was at that time, Nicole. And I'm so happy that you did, Nicole. I'm so, so happy. And because this moment when I'm on your show or on your broadcast, or you provide this opportunity for me to be on this show, it helps me and it nudges me to be totally me. And that is wonderful in this world, and to bring the gift that I have to the world. And my heart is beating and sending out a huge embrace to you, Nicole.
Aww, that's so beautiful. I like how you phrase that, being nudged to be you. It's comfortable to not necessarily take that step, right? Outside the comfort zone. And it's an amazing journey. I mean, look what's happened in 3 years.
Yeah, I see it so much. First of all, everyone on this show, there are many of you who have been with us from the first day, who have called in, and please today call in so we can celebrate with you. And you even gave me confidence with your calls. That meant a lot. And also you gave me the sacred space and asked me to answer your email. And I thought the audience and Nicole always does so well in getting them through to me. And, it's a teamwork. She can read and she Nicole, you know how to get more to the point and to form a little bit all through the show. And you do that more in the behind. And I would love to acknowledge that as well today. So this is really a teamwork to get out the best to everyone in this world, and for sure beyond, in a very, very big way and very loving way, and with a lot of beauty. That's always my number one, to bring beauty to everyone.
And that you do in such a unique way.
Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.